Jackie Sauter, welcome to ThoughtCast. You are the program director of North Country Public Radio, and you're here at the conference to really talk about the new world of Web 2.0 activities. What do you see as the future of public broadcasting moving into this new world, or trying to catch up to this new world?
I don't think anyone really knows yet where we are heading with all of this. I think the takeaway message is that we have to try to reach out to listeners, to online users in a variety of ways. I'd like to think that what we do online is not just an echo of what we do on air, but that it's really a way of convening a community, of creating a conversation where it isn't all top-down from the voice of the radio down to listeners, but that there really is it's more of a participatory democracy. And where that will go, I don't think anybody knows yet, but I think we really do have to try some new things. I'm not a web geek by any stretch of the imagination. To be perfectly honest, I don't really know much about the difference between blogging and wikis and all those kinds of things, but I know that we have to make our good content available to lots of different kinds of people on all kinds of platforms. And so my station, which is essentially very rural, it's a network of small stations that reaches people in very small communities, made the decision that our mission really is to be public media rather than public radio per se, to really be a convener of community, to really be an aggregator of content that focuses on our region.
I sense a dichotomy in what is being asked of public radio programmers and the bigwigs at NPR. On one level, there's this concern that there's a loss of audience, that there's a tapering off of the growth.
Yes.
And at the same time, there's this push for taking risks, doing something new. It could be seen that taking risks will, at least for the short term, lose audience. What is the take-home message that you're getting from NPR and Jay Kernes and this conference in general in terms of where public radio programmers should be going?
Well, I think there are some real concerns about loss of audience as represented in the 2010 study, but I think it's important to remember that we're talking about a relatively small group of stations, primarily in middle and large markets, that are responsible for that loss in listenership. We don't know what the phenomena is. We don't know why that's happening. But I think we just have to keep experimenting and not worry about whether something we try is successful or not, because what we hear from listeners, and that I think this is really the important point, they want us to take more risks. They don't want to be bored. Over and over again, we hear that message from our listeners. I think public radio listeners around the country are saying the same thing. Give us something different. Surprise us. Teach us. You know, the life of the mind, the connection with intellect is so strong in this group of people that we really have to respect that and honor that and not just do what we've always done. We have to reinvent ourselves all the time. Whether the way to go is podcasting or blogging or developing separate streams or HD or whatever, who knows? But we really have to try to be in all those universes, and some of it will not work, some of it will go away, there'll be blips, and some of it will take off, and we don't know where that's going to go. But there is a fear of being left behind. I'm not so worried about that, frankly. I don't know that we need to be first. I think we have to hold on to that mission, and that mission, I think, is to enrich our listeners' lives, enrich our online users' lives, to make it a better country, if you will, to make it a better democracy. And we can only do that if we play around with ways for people to interact with the content.
North Country Public Radio is already leading this movement to reach out and serve as more than just a broadcaster. What are you looking forward to doing next?
This is a good question. Well, we are very blessed in that we found a terrific person to be our content manager, who is both a web geek and a poet. And so you have a perfect synthesis of, I think, what you want in that forum. You know, just someone who knows how to use language as well as how to use the technology. I think we're going to try some experiments with more interactivity, giving listeners, giving online users who may not even be listeners, an opportunity to interact with our audio content. giving them chances to blog or to comment on stories that are posted online. I think we want to take the possibility and try online virtual councils, doing our community advisory board online in a very participatory kind of way. There may be two separate streams, one for general public to use and another of selected people of influence and intellect who have something to contribute to the future direction of the station. But to try to play around with that and bring people together in all kinds of ways so that it really is more of a conversation than a standing up with a megaphone and talking down to people.
Jackie Sauter, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure.